Hey guys, happy Friday, happy Black Friday. It's never a Black Friday for me, it's always a great Friday. Trust you well wherever you're at in the world today. Let me do a few quick housekeeping things as well. If you're new to my YouTube channel, consider hitting the subscribe button down there and check out the links below. Hey, just for today, literally one day only, I have an offer, a Black Friday offer. I have a new course I put out a couple of weeks ago on the subject of walking in divine revelation. Paul says, I went up by revelation. God, eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard the things that God has prepared for us, but Paul says God is revealing them unto us by his Spirit. And I have a course with 16 lessons, audio lessons, video lessons. I have a PDF notes for all of these lessons, meditations, confessions, all of this stuff. Normally that's $50, but for today only as a Black Friday offer, I have that available for $20. So check out the link right below me and you can sign up for that as my Black Friday offer. Good. Hey, today's Friday, this coming weekend, I'm going to be here in Sunday morning in Sturbridge Worship Center, preaching on Revelation, finishing off that series there. And Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m., we have a service in New England Fellowship in Norwalk, Connecticut. Boom, good. Well, let me share something real quick with you that I've been actually preparing some messages for, I'm going to be teaching on in December, on the goodness of God. And, you know, it's interesting. I've seen this in this trait in myself and seen it in others, that at times I think we get kind of squeamish or we're embarrassed about talking about the goodness of God. There's this sense in evangelical Christianity that it's shallow to talk about God's goodness, as if that's like cotton candy and let's talk about serious things. And you know, there's nothing more serious than the goodness of God. Romans chapter 2 says it's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. The goodness of God that leads men to repentance. And, you know, God wants to, the Bible says, taste and see the Lord is good. And I believe God is calling the church to be an expert in goodness. If you know anything about history, world history, the one man, more than anybody else, who overturned the slave trade. Thank God for Martin Luther King and other people, civil rights, Abraham Lincoln, the Emancipation Proclamation. But the one guy who really overturned the slave trade more than anybody, I would say, was William Wilberforce. And Wilberforce had one really simple idea. He said, I'm going to bring a revolution of goodness. He said this, how can God bless my nation, England, when we're involved in the slave trade and we want to bring this abolition of slavery? And he decided, he found out the key was this one little scripture, Romans 16:19. It says, I want you to be wise in that which is good and innocent about that which is evil. And here's a quick thought and a challenge for you today. God wants us to be experts in his goodness. God wants us to major in his goodness, and he wants us to be naive. He wants us to be innocent, not foolish, but he doesn't want us to be expert in evil. There is a sense, there's a foolish teaching that's been around the body of Christ for 30 or 40 years now. Thankfully it's dying out, but the idea that to set people free, to bring healing or deliverance to somebody, that we need to be experts in all of the evil out there. It's like you need to know all the witchcraft and Freemasonry, and people used to go around with crazy long lists of, have you done this sin and that sin and the other sin? Do you know, our freedom is not attached to our knowledge of evil. Rather, our freedom is attached to the work of Christ on the cross. My salvation doesn't rest in my ability to study and know all about the works of darkness. God does not want us to know. He doesn't want us to study evil, to be experts in evil, but rather to be experts in that which is good. Boom. You know, it's a simple thing, but every time we meet somebody, there's a part of us, and it's in all of us, it's in our fallen nature in us, where we can meet somebody, we can meet a person, we can be around somebody, we can be around a situation, a church, a business, a community, a nation. And at times we can begin to see that which is wrong. We can notice, if you will, that which is lacking, that which is wrong. How many times, I can't tell you how many thousands of times I've been in a situation where somebody says, you know, the problem with the church is, the problem with America is, the problem with England, the problem. And it's possible that everything they say can be factually correct, and yet they're completely missing the heart of God. God does not want, the danger is if I come to you and say, well, the problem with you is, what I've done is I've placed myself in the seat of judgment. I've decided, what I've really done is I've come to you and I've said, excuse me, hello, my name is Graham, I'm going to judge you, and here's my judgment, and I'm seeing the evil. And that's factually true, but it's not the truth that sets us free. And God calls us, I really believe this, to be an expert in light, not an expert in darkness. To be an expert in God's goodness. You know, God is all wise and God is all good. And he calls us to be like he is. So I want to encourage you to explore the depths of the goodness of God. Yeah, the writer to the Hebrews says we should consider the goodness and the severity of God. We should know, if you will, like we broker these two realities. He talks about severity for those who are outside, those who refuse to repent, but God's goodness towards us. And then it says, if we continue in that goodness. So it behooves you and I, there is a call on our life to be those who embrace God's goodness, who walk in God's goodness, who can shift the atmosphere, like Wilberforce shifted the atmosphere of a nation by proclaiming God's goodness. You know, today, if you're praying for somebody, it's not the judgment of God, it's not harsh circumstances that will bring people to repentance. A car wreck never caused anybody to repent, not one person. Yeah, it's the goodness of God that opens our hearts. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and then grace my fears relieved. So become an expert in goodness, practice goodness, see goodness. God made, you know, the original creation in the garden. God created everything. You see these binaries. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon, the day and the night, the sea and the dry land, the man and the woman. Why we need to stay with those binaries. And everything God made, he looked at it and said, behold, look, it is good. He called it good. Can I say this? If God's original, the old creation, the one that's passing away was good, how much more God's new creation in Christ Jesus? God looks at you and I as new creations and says, it's good. And what he wants us to do, again, if there's sin in your life, repent. Don't get to the end of the video. Repent right now. Get the cleansing of the blood of Jesus on you. But then he wants to develop a relationship. He wants us to develop a relationship where we call ourselves how God calls us. And God looks at me and says, Graham, I see you as being good. Yeah, I am good. Moses said, Lord, show me your true nature. Show me your weightiness. Show me your glory. And God said, okay, I'll show you my glory. I'll pass my goodness right before your eyes. Again, it's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. So I believe the Lord wants a revolution of goodness in the church. Yeah. Now, does that mean we should be believing God to do good things in our life? Well, amen. Sure, no problem with that. But rather, we should be seeking the good of others. We should be coming into a church on a Sunday, whenever. We should be looking out for people, and we should be saying, how can I manifest the goodness of God in the life? Boom, Selah. Hope you've enjoyed that. Put that to work in your life. Hey, drop me a line. Let me know if I can pray for you in any way. Again, check out those links below. And remember that course, Revelation course, 16 lessons, is available online for $20 today only. Link below me there. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. Enjoy your day. Stay away from shopping malls on Friday, Black Friday. Bye for now.